Oscar, come. Let's pray. Let's just stand together. I don't know what or where you are at home. I just feel there's ministers, men of God. I want to use the term have gone off the rails. It's a term you use when, you know, it's ministers have gone off the rails. Because here's the saddest thing. We've been on a journey together, all of us, for many years. The saddest thing, Africa, is everybody normally starts with the right intention. It's not like someone starts and says, I'm going to be a fraud. Or I'm going to be a fake. Let's be honest that every one of us actually start with the right intention. With a love and a passion for souls. But unfortunately, along the journey, we don't take care of the little foxes. We don't deal with the things that get us to the point where we need a goat's blood, where we need the big car. And all the things we've spoken about, and we go off the rails. To the young ministers, yeah, you need to hear this. To the young ministers at home, you need to hear this. Don't derail. Don't derail. I'm exactly like you. I love hiring the smallest car when I land somewhere to go to a meeting. And I get to the minister's meeting and there's all these flashy Mercedes-Benzes and all these smart cars. And they're all hired cars because you're in the Western Cape and they've all got GP number plates. Yeah, so you know they're hired cars. They're not even their own cars. And I love to see the response. And it's not that we must ever have a poverty mindset. It's not about that. It's about we must never be proudful. And this is the difference. This is the difference. If you ask the men and women of God that flew internationally to be here, every person, and this is what I want people to understand, every person, every minister here got here by themselves. They made the effort to be here. Because we want to get what God's got across. And every one of us, God wants to bless. God wants to multiply. God wants to increase. God wants you to drive a nice car. He wants you to have a nice suit. There's nothing wrong with the things. The problem is that we think the things make the man. When there's no anointing. The things don't make the man. The man makes the things. Who you are inside when you understand this and when you do it with the anointing of God and you just be real and let His love flood through you, I want to tell you, you'll have a bigger church than anyone. Yes. You'll have a greater impact than anyone. That's what we're going to pray about.
In fact, Pastor Andrew, I must mention, especially the young ministers, it's in the simplicity.
Yeah.
It's not in difficulty. It's in the simplicity. Just love Jesus. Just that's all. Just love Jesus. People ask me, how do I do? What's the secret? There's no secret. Just put Jesus first. Never take the attention from Jesus. Never take the center. Never occupy the center. Never let people see you. Let them see Jesus. When you become small, He will make you big.
That's right.
He will do it.
That's right. That's right. Are you ready for Him to do it? Are you ready for what God's going to do? But let's be honest, let's take this into our own personal lives. Take it out of ministry. Even a musician battles with this thing. Because all a musician ever wants is the biggest song and the most success, and, you know, wants to be, I don't want to use a name, but, you know, we all have these role models, and, oh, I want to be that name. And you go down the line and suddenly you see that name, suddenly he's not even married to the same woman anymore. But that was the idol of everybody. You understand what I'm saying? And suddenly the idols, you know, run off with someone else. Yeah, but he wrote these most anointed, amazing songs. Yes, they were anointed and they were amazing and they will be anointed and they will be amazing. But he never had the character to be able to push on in what God had, that when these things came, the world took him. That's why, and I need to make this statement, that's why 5 years ago, everything changed for our ministry. It was about 5 years ago, I don't know the exact date, where I said I would not ever have big name men on this pulpit ever again that place the demands, prerequisites, up front. And you need to understand, I could get anyone we wanted on this pulpit from around the world. And people keep questioning me. They keep saying, well, when's this one coming back? Well, where's this one? They keep asking me. And I just say, sometime. But the truth of the matter is that individual, no matter how big the anointing was and no matter how big the impression was or whatever you want, behind the scenes, the hell that we were going through as an organization to make sure that everything lined up. We had a woman speaker got upset with us. We had pink toilet paper in the bathroom. Pink toilet paper. Now you must change the color of the toilet paper. Why? Because when she uses it, she gets a rash. Now you're all looking at me. I'm sorry if I got a little bit down there. But my God, when are we going to get off the boat and the ship? And when are we going to get off this high cloud that you think you're on? Just come with me in a mission to Africa where you got to use a leaf. Then we'll see which God you really serve. We've got to get out of this rubbish. Men of God, we've got to get out of this rubbish. Women of God, we've got to get out of this rubbish. And let me tell you, let me speak to the people of Africa. Don't allow this westernized culture and this mindset and this trash to come into your life. That's why I love this man. That's why I love this man. That's why I love every one of you here. That's why I would rather have real men. Are you with me? No names. No names. Are you with me? That's why on all the straps on the TV, there's no titles. We put no titles on the straps. That's why last year, when we did this last year, God told me distinctly for that week, I was not to use, because he was breaking me free from something. And he said, you've got to take this further. and he broke me free. Now, I still address people by their title and their honor and all of the rest. I'm not, but understand what I'm saying here, because the world has created this platform. And when prophet is not enough, then suddenly you're a major prophet. And then you are what? Renting.
Forensic prophet. Forensic.
Forensic prophet.
Forensic.
Sorry. Yeah, now you're a forensic prophet. I mean, where do you ever find this trash in the Word of God? And listen, the funniest, craziest part is you as an African people actually are falling for it. Just because he can prophesy your telephone number with an earpiece, and someone out there who knows you is busy telling him what your phone number is, and you actually believe it. Oh, man of God. Okay, I'll do that now. Sorry, they just told me I must back off. I'm doing live TV. Look, no earpiece. Look, just wax. You see, just wax. A little bit of hair, a little bit of wax. I'm nearly 50. Now the hairs come out of places you never expect hairs to grow out of. You young pastors laugh. Wait till you start getting hairs out of parts of your body. Just him. All we got to do is lift him up. Glorify him. Glorify him. That's all we got to do. Just him. Now listen. I didn't plan this faith of fire going this way, this day. But God has spoken to people right now. Come, let's pray. Come close. Come. Pray for us. Pray, Africa.
Anointing's all over. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you. We bring repentance, Lord God, on behalf of the church and how we have strayed away from the core and the focus of the gospel. As ministers of the gospel, we want to return back to the vein of what Christ was about. We declare over the airwaves, over the television, all over the world, that Jesus hung on the cross for sinners like us, in which we have been saved and now been delivered. Yeah. And now we declare that it's all about him. He's the center focus of our lives. We destroy every work of darkness over the continent, over the world. Man-centered gospel, divination, witchcraft, idolatry, all that is an abomination before you. All manipulation, all these things that have distorted, that have brought disrepute to the gospel of Jesus Christ, let them be destroyed. All these funny other channels that we see where people and things are manifestations, people slithering on the floor, there's a glorification of man, and that is supposed to be the power of God, and there's no preaching of the word, there's no doctrine, there's no teaching, but Father God, just demonstration of power without even caring about the source of it. We come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. All that is untrue, that is a lie, we ask you to shut it down. Shut it down, close it, shut it down, Father God, in days to come. Let it be shut down, close every ministry. Father, we know that people would be hurt, would be disappointed, but Father God, disappoint the people to save their souls from deception. They will be disappointed, but shut every ministry, shut every church, shut every television, shut every station that preaches lies, that sells water, that preaches divination. In the name of Jesus Christ, expose the lies, expose the false ministers who have proliferated all over this nation. Lord God, we see that our country here in South Africa has become a magnet of false prophets because of it where it is in the plan of God. The enemy knows that you're about to use this nation of South Africa, and is perverting the gospel, is bringing perversion. version here, but we believe that this nation is still in your plans for revival, for reformation. We still believe that there are true men and women of God of this land who will be trailblazers, who will be pioneers, true apostles and prophets, who will go throughout the ends of the earth announcing the revival fire of God. Therefore, we ask for the redemption of the true call of God over the nation of South Africa, over the land of Africa. We ask for redemptive purpose of this land not to be distorted, that the revival you promised shall come to pass, and no man shall stand before you for the rest of our lives. Father God, we bless you. We receive it. We position ourselves to be used by you, oh God, in the move of God, in the fear and the honor of God. Every one of us here, we want the true, genuine power of the Holy Spirit to fall upon us. We want to go to the ends of the earth and announce the power of God without fear, without any inhibitions, because we know it is real. We know signs and wonders are real. We know the supernatural is real. We know angels are real. We ask for them to manifest even this meeting, that people will see and experience the true power of God. We bless you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, it's very simple, Father.
Yes.
You are not going to be deterred.
Yes, Lord.
In what you are going to do in the last days before Jesus comes back. We stand here, Father, and say, let Jesus increase and may we decrease. Father, we pray that this revival that we know is coming, may it take us back to the simplicity of faith, the simplicity of the Word of God, the simplicity of experiencing the Holy Spirit. We are very grateful, Father God, that judgment from you has been executed and no one is going to stop it. The church is going to be that which you want it to be. The church is going to look like the way you want it to look like. This is the bride of Jesus Christ, and it is going to be the way he wants it. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Father, that you are moving. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's now bless our nation. Come on.
Amen.
Lift your hands right now. Just bless the nation. Just push your hands out. Face them out. Just bless the nation. Whatever nation you're in, all around the world, I want you now just to bless the nation.
Yes.
Father, we just speak a blessing over the men and women of God that are walking in integrity.
Yes.
Yes. And Father, we just pray, we uplift them right now.
Yes.
Our leaders, every country represented,
yes,
the spiritual leaders of the country.
Yes.
Father, we ask that you would just raise them up with an integrity. Keep them on that path of integrity is what we pray in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And Lord, we just speak blessing to every nation in Africa. We speak blessing to every nation in the UK, Europe, every state of America. Father, we speak blessing right now in Jesus' name. I want you now as a man of God. I know there's men and women of God here. I want to pray, not for you, but I want to pray with you for the men of God over the airwaves. If you're a man or woman of God in ministry, I want you to come out and line up. I'm not going to lay hands on you. This is not about falling down. I want us to be a sign. I want us to be, this is recognized. Stand, look at me. Look at me for now. I want to use you as a point of contact to represent nations. I don't need catchers, please. I just want the men of God here. I just felt to do this. Just the men of God, no one else. If you're a man of God, all right, in the sense, and I know you use that term, but you know what I'm talking about, all right? If you are serving God in a capacity, whether it's full-time, part-time, but you're leading a church, a ministry, or anything. Now, I want you to join hands together. So lift your hand, yeah, for me to join hands, and give me your hands. I want to use this as a point of contact for the nation and the nations of Africa and the world. We're just standing together. That's all we're doing. We're joining together. Father, we're standing in the gap for every man and woman of God across the nations of the world. Lord, you know every battle they're facing. You know every bit of turmoil. You know every circumstance and situation to every person listening to the sound of my voice. And Father, as men and women of God, we stand united as a point of contact. And Lord, I speak life and life abundant into every heart right now. Every life in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you would guard them right now with your anointing. That you would cover their minds and protect them from the wiles of the enemy. Every negative thought, everything, every heartache, every bit of bitterness, every bit of rejection, everything, Father, that they faced, every negative word spoken over their life. Lord, we ask that you would right now baptize them in a fresh fire from heaven. Touch everyone across those airwaves, Lord, right now. Where we've pursued the wrong things, where we've maybe wronged you with our thought processes, and bring us back to basics. Bring us back to simplicity as has been spoken. And Lord, let us as men and women from every color and every creed, every language group, we ask that you would baptize us in purity. Purity of your word like never before. Father, I speak by faith now, increase over every ministry represented. I speak increase over every man and woman standing here and every man and woman across the networks. Receive increase now in Jesus' name. Increase for your ministry. Increase for everything that your hands touch because your heart motives are pure. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. That's how simple the prayer needed to be. I just felt God wanted it, a simple prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. If God's speaking to you, in your home, you need to just obey Him. Everything that you've been fighting, every concern you've had, this is very possibly a root tonight that's been dealt with. And you know how simple it is? Fix it. That's how simple it is. You fix it and you watch what God's going to do. I want every one of us in this place.